It's time for our second feature. The Evening News has a regular antiques expert, Mike Hicks of Stalham. He tells us all about ivory and ivory goods, antiques in particular. Here is his article. After all the talks and discussions from politicians and conservationists, the ban on the sale of ivory is likely to be imposed very soon, probably within the next 3 to 4 months. This act has been hanging over our heads concerning collectors and dealers for years, and everyone agrees that something has to be done to sort the problem out. The question was, what? Such is the variation of items in circulation that are made of ivory that any form of selectivity was, to say the least, difficult, with items ranging from medieval carvings to a 19th century ivory-handled table knife. And what about piano keys? Some say the punishment for poachers of the wild animals should be dealt with first, and the merchants in the Far East, who readily trade in this material, making a cash crop for the poachers, should be dealt with more severely. There are apparently warehouses full of ivory awaiting those people who carve and create objects from the material. This is where it needs to be stopped. Some minor concessions have been made before the forthcoming legislation, but the end result is a near total ban on the material. Once the ban comes into force, it will be illegal to sell or deal in ivory in any form, unless it falls into one of 5 criteria, which are pre-1947 items containing less than 10% ivory in volume, pre-1975 musical instruments containing less than 20% ivory by volume, pre-1918 portrait miniatures with a surface area of no more than 320 square centimetres, sales to and hire agreements with qualifying museums, pre-1918 items with outstanding artistic, cultural or historical value. Now, a digital service will allow applicants to apply for the certificates and register items that they want to sell, that they believe to be exempt. This ban and legislation refers to all ivory, which encompasses not just elephant, but animal tusks such as walrus, etc. Some doubt may be caused by the fact that some items made from bone look like ivory. Bone is unaffected by the act. This legislation does not affect your owning ivory. It may have been in the family for years. It is only when you try to sell it, and such a move under the act will be illegal. This applies to private sales between individuals, auctions, internet, and any other form of exchange of ivory. This will obviously have a dramatic effect on the value of ivory, which I'm sure over the next few months or years will eventually settle down.